Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severod. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rusty Wright. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Rusty Wright. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Duster Males. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Duster Males. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin bunts towards the mound. Males fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber bunts towards the mound. Males fields it and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is hit by the pitch. Jameson moves to second. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. Jameson moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Males fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill takes first base on ball four. Duster Mails is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mails hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson, who is chasing the ball. Mails reaches third base with a triple. O'Neill goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball four. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Wright moves to third. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-0 in the game. Gerber is hit by the pitch. Tobin moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes fields it and throws to home to get right. Tobin moves to third. Gerber moves to second. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball four. Tobin scores. Gerber moves to third. Sisler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson takes first base on ball 4. Gerber scores. Sisler moves to third. McManus moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sisler scores. McManus scores. Jacobson moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Browns. Dave Keefe now pitching. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. Severide hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Speaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ellerbe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellerb strikes out. 1 out. Rusty Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keefe fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Keefe. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wood moves to second. Dave Keefe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keefe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wood scores. O'Neill moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. O'Neill moves to third. Keefe moves to second. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. O'Neill scores. Keefe moves to third. Jameson moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Speaker hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McManus bunts towards third. Gardner picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gardner. Sisler moves to third. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to second. 1 out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Williams reaches second base with a double. Sisler scores. There goes McManus trying to get to home. Wood throws the ball into O'Neill who tags McManus who's trying to score from second, for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-2 in the game. Severide takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lindsay now pitching. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-2 in the game. Ellerbe hits a fly ball towards left. Jameson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jameson. Williams scores. Severide moves to third. Ellerbe moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Browns. Rusty Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Wright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-2 in the game. Gardner is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-2 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Tobin is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerber moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerber scores. Sisler moves to third. It's 7-3, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jacobson moves to second. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-2 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lindsay for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0 for 3 in the game. Ellerb hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a pop-up towards third. Ellerb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gerber. Sewell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to third. McInnes moves to second. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. McInnes scores. Wood moves to second. It's 7-5, Browns. Riggs Stevenson pinch runs for Steve O'Neill. Jack Graney pinch hits for Jim Lindsay. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney bunts towards the mound. Van Gilder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wood moves to third. Stevenson moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Jameson reaches third base with a triple. Wood scores. Stevenson scores. Graney goes all the way around to score. It's 8-7, Indians. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Danforth now pitching. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Speaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. It's 9-7, Indians. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-4 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Speaker moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth fires to first and has Gardner trapped. There's the throw to McManus, who tags Gardner for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell strikes out. Severide drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sewell out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Ginger Shinault now catching. George Uhel now pitching. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-4 in the game. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Collins pinch hits for Dave Danforth. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Gerber strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.